Previously on Newsbreak, Lotus FM.
Thank you for having me, Matthew. I think we need to start by explaining the technological change that is going on in the tobacco industry, in tobacco space. And most of us have noticed a lot of alternative nicotine products that are aiming to replace cigarettes. We in Philip Morris, we are at the forefront of that process. The main concept here is that in order to reduce the harm caused by smoking, by cigarettes, it is necessary to remove combustion, the burning process, because it's the burning process that creates hundreds of harmful toxicants that cause smoking-related diseases.
As you said, PMI wants to develop science-based smoke-free products, but I'm sure our audience who are, you know, used to the traditional tobacco, combustion-type tobacco, won't really know much about these. So can you give us a sense of what these products will actually look like, what they'll actually be?
Today we are talking about the tobacco heating technology and our product under the brand name IQOS, which is present in South Africa, and just this week launching a new generation of technology. What it does is basically heats a tobacco stick, but up to the level of 350, maximum 350 degrees Celsius, so that there is never a combustion process starting. There is no burning of tobacco, but the heat is enough, the temperature level is enough to evaporate nicotine and the tobacco flavors. So it creates an aerosol, you can call it a vape, which a smoker inhale, and they get a cigarette-like satisfaction while greatly reducing their exposure to the toxicant that they normally get from a cigarette smoke.
You're looking to make this transition through different markets. So market by market, that's how you're going to try and go with it. But what about here in the South African markets? We know that a lot of the people still like their traditional cigarettes. So how successful will this be here in this country?
So first, I would say that our ultimate goal is to completely replace cigarettes as old, the most harmful way of delivering nicotine. Of course, we are having milestones, and you are mentioning the one of 2030, which is a global one, where we want to be a predominantly smoke-free company. Of course, in South Africa and other developing markets, normally the technological progress and the technological change goes a bit slower than in developed countries. So we are at the beginning of this journey in South Africa, while IQOS and the heated tobacco technology is the leading smoke-free category globally, but the growth and the progression of this technology is led, as usual with new technologies, with developed European and Asian markets. As in this case also, there is a question of affordability of the new technologies, but we are very confident that the same technological progress will happen in South Africa, and it is happening as we speak. It is important for us always to reiterate and not mislead the listeners and consumers that these alternative nicotine products, they are a much better alternative than smoking cigarettes for the reasons I explained, but they are not risk-free. They still contain nicotine, which is not the primary cause of smoking-related diseases, but it is addictive. So we like to use a kind of triplet message. If you don't smoke, don't start. If you do smoke, quit. But if you don't want to quit, you should switch to the better alternatives.
Newsbreak, Lotus FM, powered by SABC News.